That the long snapper change, obviously, what did you see that prompted you to decide to make that move?
Yeah, we'd struggled a little bit in the short snap area over the last few weeks, and you always give your players a chance to kind of work themselves out of things. Thomas, a veteran guy, did a great job in some of the aspects of what we were asking him to do. Terrific pro. It was just one of those things that we felt like we worked a player out and felt like he was good at what he did and decided to make a switch.
What do you like about Patrick?
He was a little bit of a younger player. Got good velocity on the ball. He's been accurate, you know, for the most part, since we've had him. And he's played in games. You know, he finished a year in Baltimore a year ago. So in-game experience, you know, was a positive. But at the same time, you know, that job is you know, it affects the holder. It affects the punter. And obviously with the protection aspects of it, you know, this would be an adjustment. Well, as we looked at Deontay when we acquired him, one of the best things he did was kick return. And, you know, he was on the practice squad and still repping those things, you know, the return drills and things. So we felt good about his skill set. He's a faster player than a lot of guys in the league. He's a tough-minded guy. A little bit more juice, but, you know, it's vision-wise, I think he sees things the same as Mark. You know, he provided us a little bit of a spark the other night, and, you know, we hope to continue that on.
When the long snapping is subpar, is there a quantifiable impact? I mean, how does that affect you as far as, I mean, is the punting worse? Is the field goal average left? I mean, what's the impact of when you have a long snapper who's not up to par?
It depends on what the issue is. There's some guys who may snap the ball high, some guys who may snap the ball low. Certainly when you're talking about field goal, the more accurate the snap, the longer the ball is going to stay on the ground, the longer the kicker is going to be able to see the ball when it's on there. And generally speaking, if he's got more time, he's going to have a better kick than, you know, some sort of errant snap where the ball may get down late, you know, and you're trying to guess where the ball is going to be. I mean, you obviously have your spot. And that's where the expectation of the ball is going to be. But when the snap is a little bit off, that can affect the holder's ability to be accurate with that. Same thing when it comes to punting. You know, the more accurate the snap, the more that the punter is going to be able to receive it, step, get in his line, whatever he's trying to do with the ball, whether it's punt left or right. In a plus 50 situation, there's several factors. Yeah, it can affect the other guy's performance. Yeah.
It doesn't help now that
some of that workload has been lifted from him. His
offensive workload's been lifted from him? No, some of his special teams.
Oh. Combined together. Yeah, I certainly think that any time that you're a return player and you've got a primary position offensively or defensively, that's going to affect how fresh the guy is. Part of the reason why there's a lot of offensive guys that return the ball that are wideouts, first of all, their skill set, they have good hands. Okay, but also – they've been sitting on the sideline for the most of the series. So, you know, that guy's generally speaking going to be fresh. To say that it affected him, it's probably accurate, but to say how much, you'd have to ask the player.
Jeff, did long snapping issues contribute to O'Donnell's struggle the last couple of weeks, or does he still need to do better?
Pat had the one errant punt against Denver that went 34 yards. I thought last week he handled the conditions pretty well. You know, he had eight punts. He had four inside the 20. Kind of doing what we're asking him to do in those conditions. The wind against Denver, the precipitation, and the temperature against Green Bay, I think, had more of an effect than anything else. I would not characterize Pat as struggling over the last couple of weeks.
You guys squibbed, and they were able to drive a little bit. What goes into the decision to squib there? Conditions obviously were bad, but against an offense like that can move it pretty quickly.
Yeah, clock and quarter certainly affect that. Your performance affects that. The quarterback affects that. Number of timeouts affects that. Against the same team in the first game, there's a squib. They mishandle it. The ball's at the 20. Nothing happens. Our defense had played pretty well up until that point. You know, it was the decision ultimately comes down to the head coach, whatever he wants to do. On that particular play, there's 3 seconds that ran off the clock. Kuhn just recovered the ball at the 29-yard line. They got 3 yards. We're still trying to figure out where those 3 yards came from because they spotted at the 32-yard line. And it ends up being a 50-yard kick, you know. But in those conditions, you know, a lot of different things can happen. There's different kinds of squibs. You know, there's sometimes where you can first-level squib, where you're just trying to get it past, you know, past the front line. Sometimes you're trying to get to the wedge guys. Sometimes you're trying to just drive the ball out the back. And, you know, even with a squib type of kick, take a little bit of the hang time off of it. So we've been working on those things. We'll continue to work on those things. But there's a number of different factors that go into it.
Jeff, what's allowed Krasinski to come so far in a short amount of time, started as a core special teams guy for you, and then has had a huge impact on the game?
Yeah. Well, you know, you do your background on guys, and most of us special teams coaches around the league, we all know each other. And the guy who coached him more recently, he was in camp in Philly, and that coach had strong feelings about him. I know he had spoke highly of him. Chris is a pro. He's a smart player. Chris has good top-end speed. Sometimes guys just get in situations where they kind of get pegged as a special teams guy and haven't had that opportunity to play defense. I thought Chris did a good job coming in learning our stuff because that was going to be his primary role initially. But over the course of a couple weeks, you know, he kind of figured out what to do on defense, got his chance, you know, I think he finished one of those home games for us. And then, you know, the freak thing happens at the end of the week in practice where there's an injury. And he was a guy they put in there and he performed well.
Jeff, on the last one, Jackson's long return, were you happy with the coverage? Was it just a matter of Bryce missing his tackle that was the main factor in that?
I thought we fit that return up well. I thought that the players reacted to where we were asking them to do well. Bryce missed a tackle at 22-yard line. He was one of 6 guys that missed a tackle. You know, we have another guy that comes in at the 25 and a guy chasing from behind and kind of slips off. So, yeah, I thought guys were in the right spot. Unfortunately, we don't tackle well. I thought it was an educational play for us, you know, as we go down the stretch with the weather conditions, slippery type of returner you're playing against. Janice isn't, you know, I coach Trenton Holiday, who's 5'6", 150, you know, soaking wet. Janice is a guy who's, you know, taller guy, a little more physical, downhill skill set. So those two things I hope were educational to our team, something we talked about going into it. But I think, you know, sometimes those things happen in games, and those are hard lessons to learn, but hopefully we did.
Jeff,